So welcome back to Hour 2, Saturday, March 5th, and we're having the most wonderful lessons with Eleanor. So onward.
Onward. All right. Who has their poles? I should have told you to go get your pole. Does anyone have their pole with them? Nope. Okay. Ooh, a couple of poles. Okay, wait. So Anna, can you share one of your poles with someone?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Good. Oh, good. We have. Oh, look at this. Fantastic. We have enough poles. Okay. For those of you who don't have your poles, this is just 5 minutes or so. But imagine. So come and stand up if you can. If you want to do this sitting, you could do this sitting also. This is just to kind of keep this waking upness that we have behind us. So you see, I'm not just sliding. I'm not just gliding my shoulder blades, but I'm raising the shoulders and bringing them back. And I'm raising them with the idea of raising the shoulder blade back and raising the shoulder blade forward and raising the shoulder blade and bringing it back. So, sorry, taking my lunch out of my mouth. Okay, so now let me see here. Let's go ahead and bring the pole behind the back of your upper ribs where you let the pole rest in the crook of your arm. And the hands just hang. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a pole, imagine that you do, because you've used a pole before and you remember the feeling that the pole does along your back. You can take a broom or a mop or a
curtain rod.
A curtain rod. We'll wait. No.
Okay. I have it.
Oh, that is a curtain rod. Oh my God, Linda, that's too funny. Okay, well, that's a beautiful pole there. So now we're just going to step forward and step back. Step forward and step back. And when we step forward, we spring down. And then we come back and step back and spring down. And in the middle, we're up. And when we bring the leg forward, we're down. In the middle, we're up, and the leg back, we're down. So
which leg?
Any leg you want, because we're going to trade it. We're just going to change it back and forth. This is just for fun.
So it's one shoulder at a time, not both.
Not shoulder, the leg. What we're doing is we're opening up the ribs and we're using the pole, or some people the curtain rod, to wake up the back of the ribs through contact. So you see, I'm going forward and back and forward and back with my foot, forward and back and forward and back. And I spring down, down, up, down. Down. Every time I go into the step position, I go down. And it's that springiness. Look how it's affecting the back of my ribs. It's delicious. And stay playful about it. And then go ahead and change over the other leg. Change over the other leg. So when you're forward, you go down. And when you go back, you go down. Let yourself just spring. Don't worry about coordination. Just make it playful. Come back in the middle. And now let's go sideways. And remember to just make a smile on your face. Just a smile. We want to just wake ourselves up, enliven the backside of our ribs, bring ourselves up to the world. As we go that, and then are you ready? Instead of going down, we're going to go up. So when we go forward, we're going to go up, down in the middle, forward. Do you see in the back? And don't worry, it's going to be all screwy. But what we're doing is we're just changing up the pattern. So let yourself laugh. It doesn't matter which way. It doesn't matter which way. Forward and back, and back and forward, and one that way. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. See, don't take it too seriously. It doesn't have, this is just play. And come back. And let the pole down, or your curtain rod. You see, this is just a quickie. Feel how good that feels. The uprightness. And now just take a quick walk around, an easy walk around the room. An easy walk around the room. And notice, are you spring loaded? Do you feel a spring in your step? Yes. Can you feel more spring? And then come back. Come back to your computer. And we're going to take our collective curtain rods. And we're going to go across the diagonal so that the upper hand is over the top. The pole goes, for instance, if it's over the right shoulder, then the right hand is up at the top and it goes under the crook of the arm on the left side. Or if it's the other way across the diagonal, then the left hand is up and the right, it's in the right crook of the arm on the other side. So you decide what way you want it. And now remember what we've done. We make the figure eight. Figure eight. And remember to smile, because you're gonna laugh, because you'll lose the figure eight, or as Linda may call it, the infinity. Don't worry about it having to be perfect. Laugh, because you'll have it and then all of a sudden you won't have it. And that's the part of the learning. I love it. And then we walk forward and back and forward and back, and we can turn and we can turn and we can turn. Do you see? We're just waking up those systems. That's right. Woo. Don't knock any vases off your counter. That's it. Come back and rest. Would you be willing to just try it on the other side? Just try it on the other side. Any way you can. Any way you can, just bending, bending. We just want to wake up the back of those ribs in all these different ways that you will have until we meet again. We repeat and then we do new. You see, that's the goal in learning. We learn through the repetition, but we also make it new. And we make it joyful, and we make it okay to not succeed. And then a figure eight on that side. Take your time. And then let it slowly down. And just set your pole down. And now walk around the room. Feel your uprightness and feel that. Okay, Hani and I are going to go for a walk. That's right. Feel that beautiful contralateral walking. And come back to the middle. She wants my lunch. How do you feel uprightness?
When I first feel like a land, now I feel like a continent.
Coconut. I love this. Valentina, what do you notice? Oop, you're muted. Oop, you muted again. You unmuted and then muted there.
Okay, how about now?
Perfect.
I'm still moving all over. I have the Doobie Brothers playing in my head because I needed some minute by minute. I needed some. So the whole body got into the act. And now that I'm sitting down, it's all still going.
And that is amazing. That we and always have that.
Yeah. And I think your doggy is too cute for words. The two of you dancing, so cute. So cute.
I'm like, she sees me doing this. She's like, I want to be part of that.
So cute.
Here she comes. I mean, she... Oh my God. You know, they feel the goodness is, yeah, look, so Denise's dog is there. I heard another one. I mean, it's that they want to be part of this. See, there's Griffin, Mr. Man, Griffin, Honey.
Johnny, come here.
Anna, what did you want to say? Share with us, unmute yourself.
A piece of watermelon, all of a sudden, what happened for me, my whole capacity to be so not working or attempting to do a nice, beautiful breath, which I always practice, all of a sudden, mm-hmm. there was just this softness, and there was a connection to my toes in a way that I keep wanting, you know, touching my toes. Now I have to giggle about it. And one thing I want to say to Eleanor, I every day am so grateful to you to give us the last time we were together about the hand connecting. This whole, because when I really allow myself to meditate and be there, I'm going along with my breath, and my breath opens up my hand here and I can feel an expansion. And then when I just take a moment and then exhale through the orca, and there's a new baby orca now in the Puget Sound. I'm like, oh. There is something that so magically happens because it's through my breath that all of a sudden I can feel everything. And then I take a moment and I do it again, usually twice. Sometimes I'll just go one on each side, but just giving that moment, which is what I learned so much through my training, through Feldenkrais, is always take a moment to experience how you sense yourself or aware of yourself. And just thanks again. It's been such a gift. Thank you. I mean, everything, but that has been, because now there's some, my hands. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Bless you. Let's see if we can, and then lower
Mary
your
hand. Mary has her hand up.
Yeah, and Anna, if you can, that's it, perfect, thank you. Hi, Megan.
My upper body feels just like I'm gonna go leave fruit now, like brie cheese when it's just melted, you know, it's really soft. Because before it was the cracker.
Yeah, anyway, a dry wafer, right?
Just smooth. And I have some real issues with the lower body. So that is going to take some more time. But I was able to walk a little easier and get up from the chair without falling onto the desk to push myself up. And anyway, I'm working on many things. I'm working with Becky, which is really neat, from this class as well. So I'm working on things, and so I know it will help, and some of the changes I'm making will help. But just today, always when we come to you, when I come to your class, it's like, it's so great. And I think, that's it, I'm there. And then it goes away the next day. So I think what I must do is watch the replays and just do the class again and again until I really get
it. I'm glad that you're saying that, Megan, because that's why you'll see me pull in a previous piece like we just did now with the poles, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's that we need that repetition, that we weave it in. And to me, that's the best kind of teaching, because if each one is irrelevant to the next, it doesn't tie in. So we're tying them in, we're connecting them in, and then we go back, and then we come back, you know, again, me with the food analogies, but let's say you make a perfect base for a salad dressing, which is oil and vinegar and salt. Okay, well, the next time you add some dry herbs, or another time you add in a different type of vinegar, or you add in shallots, or you add in a different type of salt, or you add a, you know what I'm saying, capers and or anchovy, and it becomes a whole different thing. Right. So, but there's the base. And so we're creating the base, and then we're adding in the capers or the shallots into each one, and then we come back to the base, and then we go back and we add these others, and then some of them are not a salad dressing, they're spaghetti and meatballs, you know, they're a whole different meal.
Uh-huh.
But then what do you do at the end of the week when you had a little bit of all of those and you create another new dish? And uh-huh. And so that's, to me, the bringing it back, and there may be a brand new lesson. And then what does that brand new lesson mean? And what does it come back to always is we are waking up these biological, the ancient biological processes that no one can make up and call it their own. It's just what it is. And we're finding these movement processes. We tie it in with T-Touch. We tie it in with the animals. We tie it in with what we are familiar with. Or sometimes we weren't familiar with it at all, and it's something completely brand new. And then we do it a minute here and a minute there the next day. So that way it doesn't really ever go away. But there's a little bit of a forgetfulness, and then I remind you. And that's why our class goes for a year, right? If we did a class for 3 months, that would be one piece, mm-hmm. right? But the thing is we need to be reminded, and forgetting is natural. Forgetting is part of it. Forgetting is part of learning until it's not forgetting, and it's now in the background, kind of like sitting on the toilet in the middle of the night. We know exactly how far down to go unless someone left the lid up. And then it feels like you fell all the way down to China, right? And all it was an inch and a half. So because what we're doing is we take those new memories and we put them into the old part of the brain. The old part of the brain will never forget it. And then we bring in more new memories. So, and again, here's another analogy. It's like when you have a flu or when there was COVID or whatever, and it shows in the immunity, and then all of a sudden it doesn't show anymore. And they go, well, then you're not immune. That's not necessarily so, because it goes in the memory cells. If you don't want it to stay up front and center, because that means it's a battle warrior of your immune system. So you want it now to go into the back door and stay in the memory called T cells, and even more that we don't know about. We only know about T cells. So it'll stay there, but there just isn't a test to test that. You see what I'm saying? So it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love what we don't know. And I love that in these movements, of we're waking these ancient processes back up, and it revitalizes our uprightness without lifting weights, without using pulley systems. Our pulley system was our own body, called the banana today, elastic, spring-loaded, right? Then we take the pole and we re-remember it. Or like Linda did, a curtain rod.
Yeah.
And then if you don't have anything, you can remember it because you've done it enough to where you remember what that feels like.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have the poles, because one time you may notice, oh, that's interesting. I can do the pole at the diagonal on this side really easily, but not so much on this side. Oh, I didn't realize I'm rolling that shoulder chronically forward all the time, and I can't really bring it back. So now I'm going to do these other lessons.
The first we did the poles back with our elbows, I couldn't get it there. And I was able to get it there today.
See?
So that's
growing older and better.
It's really good. Yeah.
It is real. Are you kidding? It's super excellent.
Yeah.
This shows the inner genius in everyone.
Good, but I'm still going to watch the replays.
Yeah, because you're getting the lesson all over again. Go for it.
Because they're great. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So, does anybody else have anything they want to share on this? What did you notice during the break? I have to say, I'm loving how you're just waking all this up and moving, but you're not like jello. You're jello and its strength in that movement, right?
Yeah, but it comes from itself. It's the body is doing it.
Well, and I love that, because you can't get scoliotic in that. You can't get, we all have a little bit of a bend this way and a twist that way and another one twist that way, but it doesn't have to be the thing that is the driving force when you do this little dance of movement. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Karen, you have to unmute yourself.
Yeah, okay. I really liked the figure eight, the infinity symbol. It felt, I thought that's just exactly what I need, is to be able to see that my ribs have freedom. And then I thought about the curtain rod, Linda and the curtain rod. And I don't know if anybody saw Carol Burnett when she took the curtain rods, but she left the curtain on it. So she came down with this curtain.
Oh my God.
It was so funny. So I've been laughing about that since she brought the curtain rod out. Anyhow, thank you. I love the figure eight.
Well, you know, the figure eight is meaningful. It is the infinity. And it's asking us to be playful.
Mm-hmm.
which is about not taking it so seriously in our body. So we, and when that happens in that playfulness, we laugh, and in that laughing, we're breathing. Mm-hmm. And breathing will be our next lesson. Okay. I have just a little 7-minute piece just for relaxing and breathing, because it's part of this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Well, I have something to share. It's lovely to hear. It's lovely to hear the feedback. It's nice if someone else will share.
Katarina.
Well, I'm definitely moving easier. And like Megan said, I can do more things. But in our break, I put supper in the Instapot. I just got all my nightly vitamins out. I just had this surge of energy to get things done. You know, who knows what it'll do for my housekeeping? I don't know. But it's just this surge of energy that's and nice, not this over the top, but just a lovely, like a whole nice level of oxygen just came in or something. So it just was lovely. Yeah.
You know, I'm glad you bring that up, because it makes me think, well, as a science person, would that be oxytocin? You know, Linda has talked about oxytocin, and I love that hormone and neurotransmitter. And is that being produced in these movements? I'm sure they are, because your connective tissue is gliding. Mm-hmm. You're increasing the potency of your ease of uprightness, which means you're not using energy. Energy is flowing with you. And that is, yeah, I'm seeing Anna go, wow. You know, I mean, it's just like, that is such a nice place to live in versus being fatigued a lot, right? This is when you do these kinds of, honest to goodness.
Pam has her hand up?
Yeah, Pam.
Oh, thank you. I had a couple things. I think in the very beginning, I noticed how my left ribs and left shoulder blade were so related to my lifting my left heel, which is the ankle that I had pretty extensive surgery. So that was pretty interesting. And then I got so confused, I literally couldn't take a step because I couldn't figure out how to do it, because it really rearranged everything. And then this last little piece that we did, when I stood up, I went, oh my gosh, my legs feel like air. They were way beyond springs. I don't know that I've ever had that sense of lightness, Eleanor. And then I've been watching Jacques Pepin. So I feel like flan with caramel sauce.
With what?
Caramel.
With the caramel sauce. And Jacques Pepin cooks with so much joy and love. His level of happiness and non-competitiveness and joyfulness for feeding other people in goodness, or just him and his wife at the time, you know.
So true. And I think that's why I feel like flan with caramel sauce.
Yeah. We make sure we won't bring Dr. Mark Hyman into this, who's like, don't eat the sugar. Like, you know what? All cultures have a little sugar. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Ankles. So I'm glad you brought that up, because when we keep raising the heel up, we're actually activating the stretch reflexors in the ankle joints and the proprioceptive quality in the ankle joints. And so much happens in that, and our balance changes. So that I'm glad you said that, because now I remember to tell you all, that's part of what's happening when we keep bringing up the heel. we're waking up those little stretch reflexes throughout the whole ankle area, whether there was an injury or not. You know, sometimes when we get older, we don't flex our feet so much when we walk, and we tend to shuffle. And so, and we, you know, and it's not because the muscles aren't strong, has nothing to do with that. There's something within the system when we do these gentle lessons of waking up, the raising the heel, the connecting it with the shoulders, that wakes up that whole system. Then we go and walk, and it wakes itself up.
Eleanor, do you see? I would really love it with after your breathing, if you would do a little more of the, what you call, well, I like kicking the sand, or the what you call an octopus, because it's okay. Really helpful as a reminder. It so goes along with what we've been doing here, I think.
Yep. Okay, hold on.
Why are you eating it so good?
Okay, very good. I absolutely will. It's delightful and delicious, you know, and whether there is a diagnosis of a neuropathy in a foot or an injury from a part, you know, those things happen as we are longer here, longer on this earth. It just, those are the things that happen. And that brushing, that flicking, that raising the heel, that activating all of that system all the way through, and then come back with a few flicks if you want that, but that is waking up, right? The flicking, the raising, they do two different things, but they're doing the same thing in their stimulating the proprioception, the stretch reflexors within that area, but they're stimulating the connection of uprightness and movement capability through the whole body. And then, by the way, when that happens, back to you, Pam, that the legs felt so light because the psoas muscles weren't overworking. You see what I'm saying? When you did this gentle work and we pushed through the hand to then stimulate it raising the heel, we told the psoas, whoa, Nellie, you always did 99% of everything all the time. And now you can do like, I don't know, a little bit. You can be passive even. That's going to allow you to raise, the leg will just come up biologically without it having to come up because the psoas as a strong muscle is over strong and overactivated. Does that make sense? Yes. And then walking is effortless. It's light.
Yeah,
we do it.
It's really fascinating.
Okay, so let's do a little bit of our. Let me see what time. Okay, let's do a little bit of our breathing. Come back, rest in your chair, lean back into your chair. Normally we would do this laying on the floor, but we will find a way, just lean back into the chair comfortably. However it is that you just want to be, oh, that's what I'm leaning on my stool. Okay, and just leaning back, resting, letting your head though, remember, your head, you're not going to lean back like a schlumperaya where your head is pushed forward. We got your head into this nice congruent place with your whole body. So just lean so that your head isn't doing all this extra work. And now just follow your breathing. Explore in your body where the movement is in your chest that corresponds with the air entering and leaving your lungs. And just put one hand on your chest bone and continue to breathe as usual. And sense if there's any echo of the movement of your chest to your hand. As you're breathing in and out, visualize your lungs. See their size and shape of your lungs. And now, intentionally inhibit the movement in your chest so that you may breathe somewhere else. So inhibit the movement of the breath in your chest so that the movement of your breath can happen somewhere else. After a while, let that go and allow your chest to breathe easily. Let it participate in your breathing. As a matter of fact, even encourage it to breathe large and full and forward in volume. Now take both hands and curl them into soft fists and put them beneath, below your collarbones, with the fingernail side of your fingers in the corners of your shoulders. Listen to the tops of your lungs. Your lungs are all the way up there under your collarbones. Listen for the movement of your lungs to expand and move with your breath. Does your breathing engage your lungs? Okay, you know the drill. Let's stop the movement there so that your breath can spontaneously find another place to be. Just for a moment, inhibit the area right up there so that the breath stops there, but it happens another place. And then let that go and feel how large the breath is. And then use the back of your fingers and put them on your lower ribs. On the side, on the sides of your ribs, on the sides of the lower part of your ribs. And explore that your breath happens sideways. That your chest opens sideways. And then inhibit that joyfully, because you know you'll come back there. Joyfully inhibit the movement there. And where can the movement happen? It's safe. It's okay. And then let it happen there again, in the lower sides of your ribs, expanding out as you breathe. And bring the back of your fingers on the underside of your, on your ribs above, so on the sides, so that it's below your armpits. And feel the expansion there. Do it just a couple times. And then inhibit that. And where are you going to let the breathing be then? And then let the breathing be there again. Now, put one hand under your lumbar, behind your lumbar, behind your low back. Oh, yes, behind your low back. And explore your breathing moving with your low back towards the floor or the chair. That you breathe in your low back. Can you feel that movement? And now hold the low back. We've been the kings and queens of holding that. You know how to brace that. Brace that, hold it, and breathe elsewhere. And then let that go and go back and breathe back in the low back. What a gift. And now bring your hands to your lower part of your belly. It's like Dr. Seuss, oh, the places we can go. But we will call this, oh, the places we do breathe, or not. And breathe into the lower part of your belly, into your hands, in the lower belly. And explore this breathing into the lower part of your pelvis. The lower part of your pelvis. The pelvic floor. The pelvic floor for men and women. And dogs. Kitties don't have that problem as much, but dogs do, as we do. That breathing down there. And now allow the breath to be everywhere. Easily. Where there's breathing, there's less discomfort. Your hands are just resting in your lap, and your breath is happening everywhere. You could almost drift off asleep, right?
Yeah.
This is the gift. This is the self-learning. And take your time, come back to your computer, come back to this room, to this space. We got a kitty completely flopped over Katarina's shoulder. So in Ruthie's work, we talk about strategies. And I think it's good to talk about it here so you can understand that it's easy to understand. It's attainable to create. That one of the strategies for this lesson in breathing is that breathing is the most accessible agent for guiding the body to let go, for guiding the body to realize where we're holding excessively. How about that? And we're using in this lesson self-contact to be the magnet to draw awareness to the places that we touch. And that we're using imagining these movements where we're moving and not moving to prepare, to coordinate movement in its fullest potential, right? Because when we breathed into it, then we held it and breathed somewhere else, then we come back there, the potential is even larger. You know how Linda has talked about what are the things we learned during the times of COVID? Rather than getting stuck in that the whole thing was all bad, there's good things that came. There's good things that come from most things. And so when we look at even in restricting the breath in areas with safety, and then we come back away, our breathing can be even better there. But we're not restricting it for that purpose. We're just using it as a learning tool.
And Eleanor, it's 11:11 right here.
Jeez. Oh my goodness.
You said that. Oh, that was- And I would suggest that we take our 10-minute break now because it's a lot to process and just feel maybe at this point. And then, yes, that would be beautiful.
Back in 10 minutes.
Back in 10. We'll be back actually in 12 after. Thank you. Yes. Stop the recording. All right.